sorry, I had a phone call. I missed half that conversation.
Welcome to Trophy Horrors. I hope you enjoy it.
My neighbor called me to tell me he was dipping his cock into my sausage and peppers.
See, right, this is the kind of stuff that puts the
Oh, man.
Count us down in your top three favorite Metal Gear characters.
Revolver, Ocelot, Big Boss, Snake, Lega.
And now it's time to put down that PlayStation Move, get out of home, and listen to Trophy Whores. And here they are, the only whores that give it to you for free. Tricky Mick.
You try to put that in my mouth every week and I screw it down.
Donnie.
I should be able to get it for free.
And Titanic Wang.
I'm the fucking Dragon Sword.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Trophy Whores episode 67. I'm your host, yes, host, Alex. And today joining me are, we have Donnie. Donnie, how's it going?
Well, I'm just doing quite fine, right? Thanks for asking.
That's kind of a tame answer, Donnie.
What up, dope people, man? I'm doing fine.
There you go. We also have Titanic Wang with us. What's going on, Titanic?
They're pretty good. You know, my dad, he never hugged me. You know, it's kind of hard.
I'm sorry for that. I just was not expecting that.
That's terrible. Do we need to have a Dr. Phil moment on here?
I know, the way you said that, I just pictured myself on a leather bed, just sitting there telling you, you know, things I never told anybody, finding out things about myself that I didn't know.
Now, in your thought, we're not alone or anything, are you? Are we?
Just me, you, and a notepad.
All right. This just got kind of weird and awkward, but hey, that's what we like on Trophy Wars, right?
We need you, Steve, for this.
Oh, goodness. No. All right. No.
Titanic.
I heard it already.
All right. And as our fourth chair, we have Tricky Mick.
All right, I got a question. Why the hell am I going last now?
Because you're dead.
I went in alphabetical order. And I would like to point out, by the way, that I said on last episode that that song needed to be played on every episode of Trophy Whores, and I expect that to continue, Tricky.
I plan to keep it going that way.
Last but not least, Tricky.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. We're recording, a couple days late here?
We are, but hey. Yeah. It's, you know, we're getting something out, right?
Yeah. So anybody that's listening for the show, if it goes extremely late, blame Donnie. He's the editor.
Nah, I was just about to say don't blame me. I was just about to say that. But the lyrics to your song is kind of off because one of the lyrics says right on time, and
hey, I was on time this week.
This week.
Yeah, he could be late 12 times, but he expects you to remember the one time he showed up.
Which is today.
Listen, I'm in a good mood. My New York Rangers moved on to the second round of the playoffs and probably kicked the Capitals' ass in game one of the second round, so I'm feeling pretty good.
No, look, T. Wayne, he's on time today, which is 4 days later.
I'm always on time sometimes.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Well, we actually, to be honest, we actually have a good reason for being late with the show.
See, what had happened at first was... See, at first I was at the game, but then a sniper came. And the coach had got shot.
All right, guys. Well, now that we've done our introductions, it's time to go to our updated trophy count. I guess I'll lead off. I'm level 18 now, low level 18. My total trophy count is 2727, and my platinum count is still 28, still working to get number 29. What about you, Tricky?
I'm currently level 21, trophy count of 38, 34. I think I got, two trophies since last week. and still the plat count of 29 because I refuse to play Plants vs. Zombies this week. Not doing it. I'm not playing it this
because
week.
Because the beep trophy wouldn't beep pop with the beep in the month beep.
Why you got to bring that up, man? I have such hostility towards that game right now.
You're the one that just brought it up.
I just said I wasn't playing the game. Donnie brought up all the anger from last week.
All right, we don't need to open any more wounds any wider for Tricky.
Yes.
We got next up, Titanic. Tell us where you're at.
I'm at level 18, trophy count 2956, and a platinum of 21.
To be honest, you're starting to catch up to me. And with you're only 7 away, it's kind of worrying me. I need to step my game up a little bit.
I kind of thought you were going to step your game up, you know, a couple weeks ago when you said, I'm going to have more platinums than Tricky.
You know, Tricky, you're only 1 platinum ahead of me, so you really can't brag that much.
But the point is, I'm still 1 ahead of you.
And haven't you added platinum, Alex, since then?
Well, how did I what?
Haven't you added a platinum since then?
No, I've had a platinum, 28 platinums for a while now.
Oh, okay.
Since the last time he recorded.
Since January, at least. So
It don't matter, though, Alex, because, I mean, if you get ahead of him in plats, then all you're going to hear from him is, I'm level 21. He'll just go to the next thing.
Listen, right now, the only category I'm being beat on is platinums, and that's by Donnie. I'm ahead in every other category.
Yeah, see.
I'm level 21 and 78%.
Yeah, so speaking of Donnie, it makes sense for Donnie, who's actually leading in platinums, ahead of all of us. Donnie, where are you at?
Save the best, the biggest, D-Wayne.
D-Wayne?
Digital Wayne of them all.
Your E-penis.
Yeah.
Your E-plat count.
My EP, you know, I'm a level 20 still, 3577 is the trophy count, and I'm platinum is still resting at 46.
Donnie, I messed with your trophies again.
No, you didn't.
Damn, I thought you'd get them confused.
No, not this time, buddy.
And see, Tricky trying to sabotage Donnie.
We do it every week to Donnie. Donnie just doesn't realize it.
We haven't done it for a long time.
It would have been a good time to do it now since you haven't done it in a long time. But if I didn't put the trophies in myself just recently, you probably would have got away with it.
All right, Donnie, I have a little bit of a confession for you. On the weeks that I didn't record with you guys, I actually did log in and change your trophies.
How are you going to change my trophies?
This is cutthroat. This is malicious, Tricky. I gotta be honest. Like,
who put you up to this? The Patriots.
Oh, spoilers.
Oh yeah.
All right, guys. Well, let's get into before news and headlines. Let's talk a little bit about what we're playing now. You know what? Let's start off with Donnie.
I've been playing. Oh well, I've been getting Tumors and Vanquish. Please, Alex, let me know how you got past 4.
You're only on 4 now, Donnie?
Man, don't say only. You haven't played those missions, man.
Last week you said you were on 3. 2 weeks prior to that, you said, I'm going to have the platinum before you guys hear the show.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I got my hands on Godfather 2 again. I just felt like playing Godfather 2 again, so that's took up my time. Just recently beat it too, just before the recording.
Well, Donnie, to answer your question, the way I got through those, at least to number 6, to tactical challenge number 6 and Vanquish was no consideration for my blood pressure. That's how. Just pretty much beating my head against a wall, just trying as I might, and you know, falling short. But hey, I'm not bitter about it. But
how many challenges are in that game?
There's 6 tactical challenges, and the last one is insane. You need a miracle to win that. You need I would need a glitch in the game where all the enemies were just wiped out by a nuclear blast to win that one.
Yeah, they start off on God mode, and then start off on like God mode 1, God mode 2, gradually into insane. And then the rest of it is just insane. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is ridiculous. None of your stuff works throughout the game. You got to pull out every single in-game tactic that you ever use throughout the whole game, and it's still not enough.
Yeah, and I hope you got a rabbit in that hat, because otherwise you're not getting past that challenge.
I hope you guys believe in Jesus if y'all playing that.
but you said Vanquish and Mafia 2. Anything else?
No, not Mafia. Godfather 2.
Oh, Godfather 2.
Yeah.
Shows how much back. I pay attention.
Yeah, I went back a little bit. I feel like playing that. I like, man, I better kill something. So I went and got to Godfather and decided to be a Don.
How's that working out for you, Don? Oh, yeah, Donnie.
Don Dada. Yeah, I just beat it right before we recorded.
No. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Yep. T Wang, what's up with you?
Ooh, let's see here. God, I'm trying to remember the name of the stupid move game I was playing. I was playing some move game. Yeah. That's all I gotta say is a move game.
Do you remember what you were doing it? Do you remember?
I was jet skiing, archery.
Is it like moves?
No, it's not the move title. The sports champions. I can't remember what the frick it is. Anyway, I was playing that. I'm still working on World at War. I'm on mission 7 now, so you know, slowly working through that. Of course, the grenade spamming by the AI and that thing. It was insane. Sometimes I think they fire just as many grenades as they do bullets in that game. especially on veteran. Played the Walking Dead demo. Oh, I'm gonna pick that up, I think.
Yeah, I've been hearing lots of good things about that.
You know,
it's a hard decision though, because now I'm just afraid that like if I buy it, I might get it in plus in 2 months, and I can wait 2 months. So, or maybe they'll have a discount on it. So yeah, now I'm kind of waiting on that. And then I don't know what it is, but I've been absolutely addicted to Treasures of Montezuma Blitz. I play that constantly throughout the day.
And you cheat on it constantly.
I don't know how I cheat on it, but
300,000 points.
Tricky always get mad with somebody just so happen to get that many points more than him.
No. The highest point total I saw before the 300,000 was 43,000. All of a sudden, you see Titanic, 300 and some odd thousand points. I said, yo, Titanic, how'd you get that? He goes, I have no freaking clue.
It was just one of them deals where I was making matches faster than they could drop. And then literally by the time I ran out of matches, everything dropped at once. And then that stuff was matched up. And I guarantee you, 15 seconds of that game wasn't even me making matches. It was just how the gems were falling. So, it's crazy. And then I got Uncharted Golden Abyss.
Game of the decade.
Which is okay.
What? I'm done. I quit.
Which is okay. It's okay.
Such a drama queen, Tricky.
Well, see, it's Uncharted. For everyone, you love Uncharted. I like Uncharted. I'll play through it. They make good use of all the features of the Vita. Oh. I mean, like I said, the only gripe with the features, I mean, the charcoal rubbings are cool. And I actually prefer being able to point where Drake's got to climb or how you can trace a path. Because then you can just trace the path and sit there and watch it. So
lazy.
Don't pull an Oscar on us, you know. You know, God of War, you know, you play one, you play them all.
The only thing that I think is hilarious and it kind of gets on my nerves is the weed whacking in the game with his machete. Where the game actually, when you come up upon it, the game will have a little kind of line that goes, all right, swipe this way. So you'll swipe that way. And they'll be like, swipe this way. And you swipe that way. And it's like, swipe this way, so you do it a third time, and then Drake does one slash and knocks it all over. It's like, I'm doing more work than you are. What the hell's with this? First time I laughed at it, and then the second time I'm like, okay, this isn't funny. It's actually slowing me down in the game because I have to do work than he
does. It's like Drake turned around and said, did you say something to me? Are you talking to me?
I won't swipe next time, Drake. We'll just stand there. But that is all I've been playing.
You can't do three quick swipes, or you got to wait to the line, or
got to game for the line come up.
You got to wait for it to tell you which direction you need to do it in.
Yeah, if it was just like swipe the screen three times, it'd just be 1, 2, 3 in there. But no, you got to wait for the game to tell you, which slows you down.
Oh, wait until you get to the end of the game. You're gonna be cursing.
Yeah, see, that's like one of my biggest things. I kind of fear for the Vita with all the touchscreen stuff. You wait until the game tell you to do it instead of you just going ahead and just go ahead and swipe or do whatever.
You're just a Vita hater, Donnie.
I can't. I'm not a Vita hater.
Vita hater. You're a hater of life. Of Italian life.
I am far. Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Okay.
So next up, we got Tricky. Tricky, what have you been playing?
Let's see. I've been playing a little bit of The Walking Dead, Treasures of Montezuma, Little Mod Nation's Road Trip, Escape Plan, Uncharted, Golden Abyss, and I think that's it.
So mostly Vita stuff for you.
Yeah, just on the go. I mean, I've been on vacation this entire week, so I've been playing with my daughter, who she likes playing on the Vita because she gets to touch the screen and help me out. So I've been playing a lot of those games.
You have you have great nerves. Let your kids touch the system.
Oh, she will only touch it if I'm holding on to it. But she's cute about it because she'll go get it, bring it to me, and say, "Daddy, I want to play." And then she'll turn it on and hand it to me. She knows the rules. She's not allowed to touch it, especially after she. I kind of like yelled at her this week because she took my phone, because she likes playing Angry Birds on my phone. She likes to play my phone, and I said no, and she ran away. I went to chase her. She ran into the bathroom, ran into the toilet, and dropped my phone into the toilet.
Take one more step, Daddy. It's gone.
She dunked my phone in the toilet.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of worse than having it turned into a slot machine.
Yeah, just a little.
All right, well, I guess that leaves me to talk about the games I've been playing. Just continuation from last week, still playing a little Mass Effect 3, getting towards the end, and just working up towards that platinum. And started playing going a little old school, playing a little Comic Zone from the Genesis. I recently got PlayStation Plus, so it's a free download. So, hey, why not relive something from my childhood, right?
Yeah, why not?
I want to see him go super. I never once seen him go super.
Who?
In Comic Zone. Did he go super in it? What is that meter when you die and they got the drawing of the superhero, and when you die, it kind of rises a little bit?
See, when I used to play Comic Zone when I was little, when I had it on the Genesis, I could never get past the first level. Or maybe I couldn't get past the second level. I didn't get very far. So I can't tell you the answer to that. Yeah, that game was so incredibly hard. And it's still not easy, but at least you can save now.
Oh, yeah. I utilize that save like crazy for those old games like that. You can save it within each step you take, and I like that.
Wait, Don, you bought Comic Zone?
Nah. Thanks, Tricky. I downloaded it for free.
I got to work that in every week now.
Just helping the addiction.
All right, so I guess with that, it brings us to our headlines, getting into a little bit of news here. And first topic, speaking of PlayStation Plus, we got the PlayStation blog provided us with our May preview. As always, tons of stuff, some free PSN games, Awesome Knots and Rock of Ages. They get also exclusives like early access to the Pixel Junk 4AM closed viewer beta and free mini, Velocity. And as well as a lot of other stuff, PS1 classics, full game trials, free avatars. Guys, anything catch your eye on this list?
Nope.
Trying to.
No. I'm a pretty weak list.
I'm kind of interested in trying to. Moonshine has been trying to get me to buy this game. So now that I get it for free, I'll play it.
But once again, why don't Sony do the dang on vote thing? On what games that you like, I don't want them to pick like four games that they want to give out. They should let it just all
no, because on. Everybody would always vote for the newest game, and then developers would lose money.
Ah, but they need to do something instead of just
because right now, if they said, "Oh, everybody vote on what you're going to get in May," majority of people are going to go, give me The Walking Dead.
This is new.
Then they don't get money.
Well, I
imagine they get money.
Yeah, well, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't make it for the new releases and within the past 3 to 5 months. Anything past that line, everything should be voted on after that. This trend two, why they just didn't give us trend one instead of trend two? I hate when they give us sequels to something and nobody ever heard of the first one yet.
Was trend one even on the PlayStation?
Yeah, it was. But if they gave us Trine 1, then everyone would be claiming, why don't they give us Trine 2? Why are they giving us an older game? It makes more sense now to give us Trine 2.
Well, this is old too, but I just don't. I really wish they'd just do a vote thing, because this is.
On top of Trine 2, there's also Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Don't sleep on that game. That's if people who haven't played that.
That will be the one that I've actually wanted, but now that I'm getting it for free, that is a spectacular game.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's a PS1 classic, though, right?
It is. It's really good.
I'm going night night. I'm sleeping.
Donnie, oh my god. All right, now you're stepping on my toes.
I have never been a fan of Castlevania at all. I played them a little bit. Like when I was little, these games came out when I was much younger. And basically when you're that young, you don't play games the same way you play games now, as far as you getting the storyline, you getting something out of it. I'm really enjoying this other than me wanting to just push buttons and just have fun pushing buttons and watching the game go along. So that's why I never really was a Castlevania fan. I did like the latest one for Station 3. What is that one? Lords of Shadow. I did like that one. It had some pretty nice gameplay into it, but I'm just not a huge Castlevania fan.
Yeah, I don't like the last Castlevania game. That cost me to break your controller, so.
Was it the difficulty, or?
It wasn't hard at all.
No, I didn't break it because of difficulty. I broke it because there was a big-ass freaking spider.
Oh, my God. This big mother.
if you've listened to the spoiler cast for Uncharted 3, then you know why Tricky doesn't like spiders very much. And if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I suggest you do, because that's a very funny part in that episode.
Yes, and I also saw a preview of Sorcery, in which I will not be buying that game no more.
We know that Donnie doesn't like anything that's offered this month for PlayStation Plus. And it's kind of funny that he complains about it since he got PlayStation Plus as a gift. But Tricky, is there anything that catches your eye?
Yeah, other than trying to, not really. I mean, I was kind of interested in Awesome Knots, but it sounds like that might not actually be coming.
Awesome Knot?
Yeah, actually, IGN had a story today where the publisher for Awesome Knots filed for insolvency, which is kind of like the European equivalent of kind of bankruptcy that we have here in the States. Basically, they filed for insolvency, and they're basically looking for they're working hard to get the game out, but at this moment they just don't know if it's going to be able to make the May 2nd launch for the downloadable platforms as previously thought. So keep an eye on that, but right now that's kind of up in the air at the moment.
Is that an old school game too?
Awesome Knots?
Yeah, I never heard
of
it.
It's kind of like a 2D cartoonish arena game, isn't it?
Yeah, but is it old school, like back during Genesis and
Nintendo? No. This is a brand new game.
Yeah.
For real? That just looked like it was like a HD remake of one of these games.
I think that's the style they were going for with it, though.
Oh, no. You don't do that.
Why not?
Sometimes certain developers don't have, they use those styles because A, it fits their vision, or B, because they have a smaller budget to work with, so they work what's best, works what is best.
I understand
for them.
That, but come on, HD, man, at least. How you not gonna? Okay, if your budget can't make you do HD on an HD system, you don't need to be making that game right now.
So wait.
For real.
Hold on. You just
that's right, you tell him, Donnie.
You just pressed my button here.
Oh my god.
Donnie.
Oh. I'm just saying, because I hated, first of all, that kind of goes in the long line of me being angry with Sony putting out an HD system, but you have to buy an HD cord to go with it separately. What the heck?
That's like you going out and buying an AC TV and then turn around and saying, well, CBS doesn't need to broadcast any shows because they're not in HD.
You're saying
if you're developing for an HD system, your game better be in HD.
First of all, yeah, because so how much time has passed now? Shouldn't nothing be out of HD now? If you ain't make this game back in the day, old school, you don't need to come out with it then.
Donnie, let me ask you a question. Do you know the video power of a Blu-ray disc is?
Extremely powerful than a regular DVD.
It could be 1080p. Do you know how many games actually come out at 1080p right now?
No. Okay. About, 720
about,
is
about HD. 3%.
Okay. 720. I already. If it's HD, it could be the lower grade of HD. As long as it's HD. If it's not that, don't come out with it. Don't waste your time putting your money into it unless you're gonna put it on a. Matter of fact, even these dang old tablets games are HD now, man.
Let me a question, Donnie. So you can't appreciate a game for its gameplay just because it's fun? You know, just for that, it always has to be HD.
It has to be HD, and it has to have trophies.
No, I didn't say that because I said it once before. If you're gonna give me something old. No, not saying we already made it clear that this is not an old game. This is a new title. But if you want to give me something old and make it HD, well, put it in an HD upgrade, or you say you're giving me an HD, I prefer it to be one or the other. You know, I hope it's both of them, the trophies in HD, but it's a new system. This is the next gen system, what they say. And y'all just making fun of it or something because so, this stuff ain't next gen.
So a developer can't develop a game that kicks it old school to give the old school gamers that old feel again?
Yes, you can make it old school. Make it old school. Hey, they came back out with Sonic, but they made it HD.
But I mean, that's the great thing about these new consoles and the way they work with the downloadable platforms. You have a range of games. There's a lot of variety. You can have, you know, the old school, the games that pay homage to the old school, or, you know, the big budget games. So, I mean, I don't see how you can say that Awesome Notch just on the merits of not looking to your eyes HD, you know, how that you can just disregard that because of that.
I'm not saying disregard the game. It might be a very fun game, but how they putting those, what's those old schools, the Neo Geo games? You know, they just threw them on a platform just like how they throwing Station 2 games in now. They just throwing them on there. I said what I had to say about those, and like I said, I prefer HD. This is a new title on a new system, the next system, but almost about to be another system on top of this, and you making giving us the old school look and feel, and I understand that would be cool. It could be fun, but make the graphics HD at the same time.
Okay. I think we've exhausted this topic. Let's move on to the next one. We've already covered, you know, the whole Awesome Knots thing, possibly what's going down with that and the publishing problems. But we got next up Skype on Vita impressions. Now, I don't own a Vita. We obviously know that Tricky is in love with his Vita because that's all he's been playing lately. Tricky, have you tried out Skype at all for the Vita?
I'm actually going to have to defer to Titanic because every time I try to log on Skype on my Vita, it tells me I have to be logged out because I have too many contacts.
What?
I swear on anything. Every time I try to log in the Skype on my Vita, it says Skype will now be shut down due to low memory because you have too many contacts.
That's like saying Skype will not load because you talk too much.
That's exactly the way I took it. I was like, because I'm so awesome and know so many people, I can't use Skype on my Vita.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, Tricky, really? You talk too much.
Skype is feeding his ego.
So I'm going to have to defer to Titanic on this one.
So basically, he's pretty much cut me down and going, you're not as cool because I don't know as many people.
That's exactly the way I said it.
Yeah, but yet Skype works for me and it doesn't for you.
That's because you don't know as many people as I do.
I'm more choosy with my friends. I don't friend every random person I meet.
I have a more Titanic friends list.
All right.
A more substandard
enough bragging from Tricky. Let's get down to brass tacks. Titanic.
I got to rub one more thing into it.
No. I'm the host. We're moving on from that.
Wow.
Shut down.
Wow.
Shut
down. Your foot down.
Like, all right. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of it. Titanic. What are your impressions of Skype on Vita?
I was actually really surprised by it. When we got it, of course, one thing I was hoping Skype would work while in game, and it does, which is pretty cool.
Sweet. I mean, like, how is the connect? Like, does it work really well? Is the connection good? Does it drop at all? Does quality of the game drop at all?
No, everything seems to run smoothly. I only had one other person in the chat with me to try it out, so I don't know how the Vita will run as in like a chat we have going now with a total of four people. But it seemed to run smoothly. The one thing I was actually a little shocked by and wasn't expecting is it also supports video chat. So
at the same time?
Well, I don't...
I would assume that you would have to be out of game because otherwise you would be splitting the screen with the game and the video Skype, and that just doesn't seem very smart.
Yeah. The fact that it didn't even cross my mind to try it probably means they didn't even attempt it. But, the video chat is pretty sweet. So when my family goes on vacation later this year and I'm here manning the home base – they get to take the Vita with them, so they now have a portable Skype they can carry with them to where I can video chat with them. So, looking really forward to that.
I got a question. All right, you signed in because we record through Skype. If you bring up your Vita now, is it connected to the Skype? Like, is your Skype rolling on that also? Or you got? Oh, that's a whole completely separate.
Well, it wouldn't be like I could host two calls or nothing. Pretty much if I got a Skype call right now, if I were to answer it, it would kick me from this call and answer the other call on my Vita. That's how that works. I mean, that's how it seems to work on all devices, because that's how it works on my iPad as well. But very impressed. The only thing, and I could not find it for the life of me, is there doesn't seem to be a chat box in the Vita version. I mean, I looked and looked, and it seems like I can only do voice chat. I can't do a text chat. So unless I'm totally missing it, I don't think it has one.
Well, wouldn't that be like defeating the purpose of having the Vita on Skype? I mean, yeah, the Skype on Vita, my bad. Reverse that. The Vita on Skype. Wouldn't that defeat the purpose? Because why would you want to pause to test them something when you could just do that with the regular old message thing?
Well, kind of just like how Tricky just messaged us a little bit ago to have a cigarette. You know, you wouldn't want that out there on the podcast. That's why you type it.
Thank you for putting it out there.
But God, Tricky Smokes.
Now that you needled me a little bit, Titanic, I'm going to have to do my little thing. You know, when it comes to my friends list, I have beautiful pride in my list.
I have beautiful Dr. G pads.
I have beautiful pride in my list, if you know what I mean.
Do you sit there and admire it every day, Tricky?
Yes.
Just contact. She'll never answer, but.
Oh, she already did. She already did.
All right. Well, before Tricky starts bragging even more, let's move on to our next topic, which is another home update, client update 1.65. And before just reading this, going into the nitty-gritty details, I have to ask, do any of you gentlemen still use home?
Not at all.
I was in home today.
Really? Do you go there often, T-Wang?
Yes, I often when I play Call of Duty and want some people who kind of to keep away the douchebags.
wait, you're telling me there's not douchebags in home?
Well, yeah, but I mean, talking, you know, kind of message them, and you can tell by the way they type. You know, if they go "sup, bro," you know right away. Yeah,
it's Donnie.
Sup, bro?
Be me, because I wouldn't be there.
I gotta ask, Titanic. Do you just walk around as a woman?
No, I have a man character, Avatar.
Okay.
Tricky, why would you ever ask that question?
Because I know Donnie walks around as a female character.
No.
Donnie has admitted that he purposely made a female character in Saints Row the Third just to stare at her ass the whole day, and even finagled the in-game character and put on flesh-colored underwear so he could see the butt crack of his character as he's running around.
No, I did that just to show that it's ways you can beat that blur system. Okay, people.
This is also the same guy that spent 30 minutes bedazzling Hannah Montana's right butt cheek for a trophy.
Once again, I did that. Okay, look. I told you guys in the previous,
we don't need to do it again, Dottie.
Yeah, I like playing with female characters because it's eye candy as far as me kicking some butt at the same time. And no, home, I have a ninja, a male ninja.
We still need to host a party in home, Donnie. We need to set a date.
Yeah, I tried to go in today to hook up the decorations, but it wouldn't let me in home. It kept saying error.
Well, you know, okay, well, we need to get into this, but I'll tell you what, Donnie, me and you need to get a date set. An evening, and we'll put it a call out to all of our listeners on Twitter that me and Donnie are having a night in the nightclub.
Then I got a home, a nice little area in the back where it's gonna be candlelight, and it's gonna be.
The only way I'm coming is if I get a lap dance
from Donnie,
from a female character.
All right, Donnie, we're gonna get this set up, man. So listeners. Yeah. Yeah, follow Proven Gamer. Keep an eye out. We will get a home gamer night.
Oh, boy.
Home gamer.
All right. But anyway, Alex, when we do go into home for our home gamer night, what can we do?
Basically, as always, you know, the PlayStation blog prints it up and they give us a list of things. Basically, just some of the main headlines. New simplified menu screen, new voice chat system. They got cross-game invite system has been expanded. The stability of real-time games has been improved. So, you know, just a few of the things picked out of there. Doesn't sound like anything too exciting, really. And again, I don't go to home ever, so I don't really know.
Now, Titanic, I gotta ask this. I'm being legitimately serious. Is this still in beta form, or is it they fully released it yet?
No, it's still in beta. They said when it got launched, Turkey. I mean, they said this thing would be in beta for years.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait. Home is still in beta form.
Yeah, they said it. Because I really don't think all the stuff they want to do with home and for everything to function correctly, it's another one of them things where I don't think it's going to come like out of beta until the next PlayStation.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think when PlayStation 4 launches, that's when it'll be out of beta.
And Station 4 is going to make it that much more not sweet.
Well, they'll probably integrate it a lot better, and kind of like how the Vita works. It just works. The Vita works with the network so much better than the PS3 does.
Well, I mean, the thing with home is it's a constantly evolving world. I mean, I'm assuming they're constantly taking player feedback and then using the way players act in the world to taking that data and making changes. So it's not really ever going to be a finished product. It's always just kind of an evolving thing.
Well, I will tell you, I was in the very early betas for home. And from what it was to what it is now, they've made leaps and bounds and improvements. If Donnie's complaining about what he gets now, he would have really, really hated it when it first came out in beta form. They've definitely made lots of improvements to it.
I used to go in there a lot, like every so often, just to get the free stuff out the store and then never come back again.
Yeah, but I'm talking, Donnie, I was in the beta for a year before you were able to download it. That's how much improvement they've done. I was in the right now it's version 1.65.
Yes, sir.
When I started, I think it was version 0.32. So that, you know, I've been in this for a while. So yeah, it's improving, but. Right now, other than to meet other gamers to launch into another game, I really don't see a point to go into home.
I think we just came out with a new segment on the website, Home Gamer.
Home Gamer?
Yeah, Home Gamer. Make it plural.
Okay.
Well, nah.
All right, Donnie, you write up an article about that, and we'll post it on the site.
No, that's a session four when people want to. Whatever. I just thought it sounded sweet at the time.
Yeah, file it.
It's beta. It's beta anyway. Yeah.
You know what isn't sweet? Somebody say what?
I'm kind of scared of what you're gonna say. What, yeah. What, Tricky?
I was gonna say what's not sweet is the PlayStation Store taking games away from us.
Okay. Well, I gotta ask. The game you're talking about is Super Collapse 3. Have you purchased Super Collapse 3 yet?
No. I couldn't.
Were you going to buy Super Collapse 3?
I was not going to, but now I was thinking about buying it, but now I can't.
You're such a filthy liar.
I was going to buy it, but now I can't. You know,
you sound like a kid that say they hungry or they want something to drink, but only when they see somebody else drinking it.
No, this was my dining impression of going, they put Mortal Kombat in my case too, but I was honest and gave it back to them.
Oh my God. I can't swear because I don't believe, but that's the honest truth. I did that for real. One of the most down-to-earth, coolest people you will ever meet or wish to meet. I tell you, I'm super cool. I give you my last dollar. I just ask for a quarter so I can get me a bag of chips.
Hey, Donnie, buy me Darksiders 2 and mail it to me, please.
I would if they put 2 in the case.
What happened to that I'll give you my last dollar thing?
Yeah, right?
That went out the window pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's if you really, really need it though, man. Like if you're really desperate for it, something like you hungry.
I really, really, really need Darksiders too.
But all this stuff that we're doing is a want.
See, Donnie wouldn't be able to do that unless GameFly accidentally put 2 games in the case when I sent it to him.
that ain't gonna happen. All right. So anyway, with Super Collapse 3, it was taken off the store for basically a Vita exploit. Now, there's a chance that this might come back. Hasn't this happened before with a few Vita games?
It happened before with a MotorStorm game. I don't remember the exact title of the MotorStorm game.
Arctic Edge?
Yeah, Arctic Edge. And that game still hasn't come back to the store yet.
Well, actually, there's an article here from Electronista that says that and Everybody's Tennis were recently returned to the store.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Then cancel what I said. Donnie, cut that.
Yeah, don't make Tricky look like he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, so cut that entire thing and just say, you know, just have her.
Leave it at the show. I was only messing with Dottie.
Yeah. Sony can make firmware updates to kind of close these exploits and then return these games. So there's a chance, Tricky, that you might see Super Collapse 3 back on the store.
Yeah, but I don't want it anymore.
He wants it for free.
Yeah, he do.
I didn't want it for free. I wanted it for the exploit. I wanted to be able to play Doom on my Vita.
Moving on.
So we got another topic here about a Sony PSN patent, and everyone knows about patents. The companies file them all the time, and they don't necessarily come of them. But Tricky, since this has to do with Friends List, I'm going to let you tackle this one.
Oh, throwing me under the bus here.
Hey, I mean, you're the one complaining about your friends, so.
Okay, well, apparently.
I just got too many friends.
Yeah, I take great pride in my Friends List. Yeah, apparently Sony filed for a patent in late 2010. Titled, quote, online process for recommending friends based on game playing habits. Yes, that's the whole name. The patent is aimed to recommend game playing friends based on a game player's habits for playing online games, which promotes better playing experience for the game player. Basically, what this is doing is saying, listen, we checked your list. We see you and this other person play most of the same games. You guys should be BFFs. Is that
and if Tricky's games list and trophy platinum count is any indication, he would be friends with what, third graders?
I think I'd be friends with
many people he shouldn't be.
They start an investigation on Tricky's profile.
Probably. Yeah, it's I think this is really stupid. I don't think this is ever going to come to fruition.
Yeah, I mean,
Prince Hansen going to be one of your friends.
Who? So he can get
that guy from that How to Catch a Predator.
Hey, Tricky, why don't you have a seat? Yeah. No, you can go. You're free to go. Be on your way. You're not in any trouble. They get tackled with a taser outside.
Ninja down, ninja down.
You're never going to escape that, Tricky, it seems.
Apparently, according to Asuka, you know, it's a compliment, so I've embraced it now.
No, we know it was a compliment if you were like him as far as personality, but you're not. Only in looks.
Listen, I'm smooth with the ladies.
God.
I got more bitches than Frankenstein's got stitches.
Oh, that's a spoon.
That's a joke. File that shit.
All right, well, moving on from that, we got basically there was a rumored game coming out of Sony that is some sort of a Super Smash Brothers esque game featuring PlayStation mascots, and coming out last year, and it seems this past week Sony held an event for it, and they just announced it called PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royal. Basically, it's Super Smash Brothers, but with PlayStation characters, like Sweet Tooth, Kratos, Sly Cooper. And I was just wondering what your guys' opinion was on this after seeing it.
Couldn't care less about this game, honestly.
It's Smash Brothers. I'm a big fan of the Smash Brothers. I really like the game. I like how everything's crazy, fast-paced and everything. And looking forward to it. The game looks good.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things it does, it looks like it takes different, like, mashes up the backgrounds, the arenas from different Sony universes. So you've got, like, the Hades boss battle from God of War 3 is being invaded by the Patapons. And you've
that
also got,
cool.
It looks like a map that mashes up the Hydra battle in God of War with a Ratchet and Clank type futuristic level. So they definitely look like they're doing some cool things with the backgrounds, but at the same time, it looks like, you know, it looks like it's just Super Smash Brothers, you know, but with Sony characters. It's kind of like it's blatantly just ripping the idea off. And it, you know, I've heard a lot of good things about it. It's apparently a lot of fun. But at the same time, you know, why not just stick with Super Smash Brothers? It seems like a little late to pull this idea out of the hat.
They might be able to evolve the idea, maybe even make it better. I mean, they're not the first game, of course, to rip off the Smash Brothers thing, because there was a Cartoon Network game that was very much the same, and there's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game that was pretty damn the same for the Wii. I mean, it was very Smash Brothers. So, I mean, they're not the first one to do it, so this would be their chance. You know what? Their Smash Brothers Brawl that I had for my Wii and played the crap out of with my daughter. If they get an online that works, I'll be all for it, because the Wii version online did not work worth a crap.
Well, I mean, if it's fun, hey, you know, I guess that's good for Sony. But since imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but still, at the same time, I saw the announcement, and I was like, wow, that's just kind of shameless. But even if it's fun, I kind of look at it as just being kind of shameless, and I hate to kind of crap on a game before I play it. But
now, is Smash Brothers a first party game or the third?
Yes, yes, it's a Nintendo first party game.
So this is just a blatant ripoff. This isn't like possibly another studio just doing the different style game for another system.
No, I mean the studio is doing it is Superbot, I believe, and they are. I don't know if they're owned by Sony or not, but all the characters are first party. You know, they are Sony owned characters, even characters like if Noriko shows up in it, she, you know, Heavenly Sword is owned by Sony. So it's all Sony first party characters.
That we know of right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very limited, because now I've been seeing I forget what term was they used. But anyway, they showed an early clip that shows that one of the Assassin's Creed guys is in the game.
I didn't see that, but I did watch Game Trailers TV, in which they did an interview with the developers. And the characters I did see was Pararapper the Rapper, Kratos, the guy from Killzone. I don't know his name. What's the guy from Killzone?
Hellgas was who was in the trailer.
No, it was the hero.
Really? Because one trailer I saw was Hellgas.
I didn't see Hellgas. I saw the character you run around as. I don't know his name. Some other, like I said, and they did ask directly, is this going to be all first-party characters from first-party games? And they said, no, we're definitely going out to third-party developers and getting characters. So it's not just going to be PlayStation characters.
Even with just PlayStation characters, they'd probably fill out the roster just as much as well as the original Super Smash Brothers. But, I mean, I don't know. Is there anybody you all would like to see in this? Any third-party characters you can think of that you would like to see?
I don't want to see Cole.
Well, Cole's Sony.
Cole's definitely going to be in this game.
Yeah. It's a Sucker Punch character.
I don't mean to derail your question there, Alex, but I just have a gripe. If they're going to go to third party, why are they going to call it PlayStation All-Stars? Why not just say All-Stars of whatever? But by calling it PlayStation, you're saying, okay, this is first-party characters.
Well, they could just be characters that have...
Characters that is not at all what you're saying.
Characters that appeared on the PlayStation at some point.
I would say it should be called Sony's All-Star, because you go by PlayStation, that means every character that PlayStation had.
Well, exactly. Leaving it open like that, if your game came on that platform, that game is pretty much associating that character with it. So,
and who knows? Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, he's definitely could
show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Naughty Dog created, but Naughty Dog sold the Crash Bandicoot, and I believe Activision still has it now. But my one of the big things for me with this game is going to be Super Smash Brothers makes sense because all those characters work well together, but you've got so many different characters. It's kind of a mishmash in this, from Sly and Ratchet to Sweet Tooth and the Chimera, and it'll be interesting to see if all those characters can mesh together well and not having it just too absurd.
Well, one thing I did see, and anybody that knows me knows I don't like first-person shooters, but going back to the Killzone character, which I don't know his name of, and I know one of our listeners will email us and tell us his name, they have three levels of superpowers, and level three for the Killzone character, his level three superpower is that you actually go into the screen and you use a gun in a first-person view to shoot at the characters. So, I mean, they do pay homage to all the characters. I mean, they got Kratos. I mean, he's got all his weapons from all the games. I mean, like I said, they're paying the homage with the Killzone character in the first person. Fat Princess, they got her eating cake as a superpower. Pararapper, the rapper, they got him rapping, and it confuses the enemies. I mean, if it's put together...
Oh, that's like stereotype.
He's Pararapper the Rapper.
No, I'm just saying, but all rapping confuses people nowadays. That's just you old folks.
Oh.
You don't understand.
Okay, I'm derailed.
Well, I believe the Killzone character you were looking for might have been Sev.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, but I mean, you mentioned superpowers, like with the FPS thing. Is that basically just kind of like, do you build, like, I'm wondering if that's a lot like the Final Smash in Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Well, I gotta be honest, I never really played Smash Brothers. I played it, but I really don't remember about it, so I couldn't answer that.
Well, here's what it is. Basically, there's this little icon that pops down, and it's basically a fight to who can get it first. You break it, and then you do some ridiculously overpowered finishing move.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Okay. So, once again, my view of this is it's I hear it's fun, but that's what all the reports say. But it's just kind of shameless. Any final thoughts on that?
No.
No.
All right, guys, moving on from Sony's own version of Super Smash Brothers, we have a brand new Double Dragon game coming to us via WayForward. It's Double Dragon Neon. Now, I've seen video of this, and I got to be honest, it looks terrible.
Uh-oh.
What? We got some dissenting opinions here.
Well, I'm just looking at the agenda, and right next to the topic, I know a certain Mr. Titanic Wang wrote the words "fuck yes" right next to it. So I'm such language. So I'm anticipating Mr. Wang having a little problem with what you just said.
Well, no, because the one thing I was going to address, I mean, the same thing that ends up happening with me personally every time I play one of these rebooted games from my childhood or whatever. I remember it being awesome, and then I start playing it, and this just doesn't hold my attention. But I'm super excited for it nonetheless.
That's how it is with me when I'm playing my old school games now, in present day. Not only is it hard to convert back to that old playing style, it's like, why was I excited for this?
To be honest, I really don't remember playing the first Double Dragon. I know I did. I just don't remember playing it.
See, for me, Super Double Dragon on the Super Nintendo, that was the big thing that my stepbrother and I always played. We always played co-op beat-em-ups together, and that was one of the games that we loved to play. And to be honest, I still, you know, if I got together with him, we could probably still play that today and have fun. So seeing this game and seeing, you know, what I think is a very lackluster Double Dragon game, it just kind of makes me say, you know, why not just go play Super Double Dragon? We don't need this.
The only thing I hope about Double Dragon Neon is I hope it has online co-op. That's the only
thing. I would hope so too.
Yeah, it's Double Dragon, man. It's meant to be played with two players.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they have to do online co-op. They could just do co-op.
No, that's like saying they don't need to put online co-op for Ghostbusters, which I still buzz me today.
Get over it, Donnie.
One thing I wanted to hit upon was when this game was I can't remember when the problem arose, but the big thing was, do you guys surely, I know Tricky might not remember, but you guys remember how the first Double Dragon started out in the game?
I have no idea. Like I said, I was real young playing these games.
Well, the beginning of the game is three guys come up on a girl, and they punch her in the stomach, throw her over her shoulder, and walk off. Evidently, women's lib were having quite a problem with that. And they were telling him that they didn't really appreciate that if they kept that in the game.
So you think that will make it into this game?
They have confirmed that is going to make it into the game. But I thought that was quite interesting that they were doing this reboot, and they all of a sudden they had women's lib up their butts, kind of going, you know, that girl getting nailed in her stomach in a video game
from 17 years ago.
Yeah, all I could think of is, were they on the last Mortal Kombat game when Sonya was getting her head ripped off? Hitting the stomach is actually quite tame compared to what happens to female characters in Mortal Kombat.
This kind of like, I'm looking at this snapshot here. It kind of goes back to earlier when I said how they brought it, rebooting it, and it made it HD.
We got it. We got it, Donnie.
Yes. They made it HD.
We got it.
Next topic.
All right. Like so next up, we got a little topic on Metal Gear Solid 3. Now, I'm going to be honest. I have very little knowledge of Metal Gear Solid. In fact, I have never played a Metal Gear Solid game. So I will defer to Donnie on this one.
All right. Yeah, this is like a Metal Gear 3 conspiracy. I read this, and it made a lot of sense now, because I never thought about this at all until Mr. T. Wayne sent this to me. And, yeah, this it's speaking some real deep stuff. Basically, they're saying Metal Gear Solid 3 was actually, even though it's a prequel to the series, but it's actually take place right after Part 2, Metal Gear Solid 2.
How is that possible?
If they're saying... The first clue is pretty much right in the very beginning, which is when Zero, Major Zero, is debriefing Naked Snake, his virtuous mission, and they broke that down into actually saying virtual mission. So then it carries on to saying, you know, the time paradox in the game when you kill Ocelot. You know, it has a time paradox, and it says, you know, oh, Snake, what have you done? You weren't supposed to kill Ocelot right now. No, just, and if you listen to it, it's actually Major Colonel saying that, talking that to you, and not Major Zero. So that's like saying, that's saying you didn't actually die. It's saying that you've been reset in a virtual reality because that wasn't supposed to happen at that time.
So basically what you're saying is the author of this article said that Metal Gear Solid 3 was actually a virtual mission, kind of like Metal Gear Solid 2 was.
Yes, the whole game is you actually playing Snake back, playing the virtuous mission that Naked Snake did when he was in back in his day, and you playing that to relive his moves, his techniques, and see what actually went down. And that's why when you die, you have that time paradox and this Major Colonel instead of Major Zero saying, what have you done? You had committed a time paradox. Also, it goes even deeper to say that right after that, you know, it kind of made up a little, I mean, not made up, it kind of went on to say, like, even before Metal Gear 4 came out, how did Snake actually come to know CQC all of a sudden? You know, even though, you know, in part one, on up until two, you know, he did his little combat skills, but it wasn't nothing like Metal Gear 4, which was almost exact same thing as Metal Gear, Naked Snake. You should read this article, Trick. I mean,
I read the article, and I'm gonna let Titanic go first because I have a few strong opinions about this.
Well, the biggest thing is the whole Colonel thing. When you shoot Ocelot, you watch the clips on there, and that did, dude. That gave me goosebumps, Donnie. Oh my God! I was like, wow, that argument holds pretty strong at that point. Because why would he be saying it?
And then, of course,
the virtuous mission. That is a very odd name to give that mission.
You don't think that was just a kickback to the previous game?
But who's to say?
How can you do that when it's set before any of the others? Besides the NES ones.
I'm not saying that it's time-wise you can say that, but just saying that is just a kickback to the previous game, not saying that time-wise they're not allowed to say that. You know what I'm saying?
Time-wise, I wouldn't. I understand where you're coming from, Tricky, but I mean, with a game with that in depth of a story, why would you throw something like that in there? I mean, because fans are going to take that dead serious.
I think it was just an Easter egg that they threw in.
Come on, how is Colonel, Major Colonel?
Yeah. Explain his voice being in the game. Yeah.
Exactly. How is that an Easter egg?
Especially when the game is over, when you're talking to Major Zero the whole time.
I don't know.
Is a hard one to explain away.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely true. That it is a little hard to explain away, but I think my issue with articles like this is somebody takes something small, and once you say something along the lines of okay, it's Colonel's voice, then everything else they say that, you know, is very thin in what they say, you're going to take it a little bit more seriously because, oh, yeah, well, he proved this one point. Now everything else has more weight to it. And I hate articles like this because of the fact that it gets everything going. I mean, Snake story's done. Let's leave it alone. Why bring up something like this?
Well, Snake story is not done.
Nope.
You don't think Snake story is done?
No. I think there's more clones.
When he come out with five, it's going to be Snake. I bet you it's Snake when he come out with five. It's the star role again.
All right, you know what?
with the Colonel, you know, with the Colonel thing, he has some really good points in the article. I mean, especially with the game ending thing. To me, if you're a Metal Gear fan, I mean, there's no question about it that isn't that who that, you know, that it's him in the call.
Yeah. And then just take all the Metal Gear games that came out that we have played. That's just X out the two Nintendo versions. I'm going to X those out because I haven't played those yet. But just go with one on up to Peace Walker. Why, you know, we already know how the Metal Gear world is, and then who's to say that Kojima didn't do this on purpose? We already know how he thinks already with this Metal Gear game.
Well, I mean, he is good at telling a story. I love the Metal Gear story. I just think that the people are taking an Easter egg and rolling with it. That's what my fear is with this.
And that my fear is that what you're saying, calling it an Easter egg, it can't. I don't see how way impossible them hiding this as an Easter egg when it's clearly in your face. It's clearly in your face. You just haven't paid attention to it, because I haven't paid attention to it until I read this article a week ago.
But Donnie, let me ask you a question. Okay. You're hearing Campbell's voice when you die or when you kill Ocelot. Okay? Yep. Everything else in this article, tell me one thing that has solid proof behind it that's not just a theory.
Let me read down. I'm reading and now. Keep on talking.
I mean, I'll bring up one thing where they said, well, it's possible that this is all a virtual mission because two members of the Sunday Patriots are still alive and can tell the story. And those two people were Major Zero and Revolver Ocelot. And spoilers, if you haven't beaten four, Big Boss.
Okay, well, that right there is somewhat of a loophole.
Hold on, Donnie. I'm not done with my point here.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now, again, spoilers. At the end of four, you find out that both Major Zero and Big Boss are alive. Major Zero is basically a vegetable sitting in a wheelchair, just waiting to die. So there ain't no way he's telling the story. Revolver Ocelot, he ain't telling the story, because why would he go into cahoots with somebody to turn around and say, okay, here, let's relive these missions and all this other stuff. He's not going to do that. And Big Boss is the only one that's alive. So why would Big Boss tell a story so they could do a simulated mission to help his son, his clone, who was trying to kill him, relive everything that he did?
Okay, why wouldn't Ocelot do it? The guy's a triple agent, probably a quadruple agent. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, he was on their side the whole time.
Well,
he found that out in the end of four, so of course he would help. And plus, he was Adam.
Yes, he was Adam. I don't know. I just...
This is the great thing about the Metal Gear series, is this kind of discussion.
And it's never going to stop.
Yeah.
Somebody else is going to find something along the way, and then we're going to have another discussion like this. And there's always going to be disagreements. And yes, you're absolutely right, Titan. That is what makes this series great. It's because we can have these conversations, and nobody could ever be proven right or wrong.
But you got to admit, this right here is the best I've heard anytime, anywhere. This right here, like, wow. And I truly believe now that 3 is taking place after 2.
All right.
You know what? Yeah, after 2. I wasn't even going to say after 2, but I do believe it's not a prequel at all. As far as gameplay-wise and the timeline of the actual plot of the game itself, yeah, it's a prequel. But as far as what Tricky will call them, the Easter eggs, it's not a prequel at all. It's actually picking up right after where the story picked up from.
All right. We're just going to have to agree to disagree on this right now.
Stop it with that. We would not agree to disagree. This is the truth. This man speaks the truth. This is our new Metal Gear prophet.
All right, guys. It looks like it's time to wrap up yet another Trophy Whores. Once again, this is episode 67. Donnie, as you always seem to do this the best, do we have any sponsors here for Trophy Whores?
Yes, we have a company called Amazon.
That is Amazon.com. And all you got to do to help us out a little bit is go to the Proven Gamer front page, and you should see a little link to Amazon. All you got to do is hit that link, and, you know, if you're ever going to make your purchases through there, doing that, hitting that link first helps us out. So if you do that, you know, we greatly appreciate it. Moving on, we got a little shout-out. Titanic, you got any shout-outs? You got anything special you want to say?
Well, I'd love to give a big shout-out to everybody on the Prune Gamer staff. A shout-out to everyone on Trophy Whores, Tricky, Donnie, Alex. Which leads me up to a little bit of announcement. This is going to be my last episode.
No!
Oh, no. All the Vader, no. I've decided to, because Donnie took my love of editing away from me, I am now going to edit a different show, which Donnie, once again, excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate someone appreciate my inner feels of this.
I'm headed off to do a new podcast on Proof Gamer. It's called Gamer Introduced, and the whole basis of the show is you guys, the listeners. It's going to be me and Moonshiner 1820, and we want to talk to you. That's who we want to talk to. It's just going to be interviewing gamers, getting to know how you became a gamer, the beginning, the middle, in between. It's kind of like the second date with a girlfriend where you stay up till 1, 2 in the morning, talk and get to knowing each other, So we're basically like the second date is who we are. So you can get a hold of us on Twitter and stuff, at Titanic Wing, at Moonshiner1820. Let us know you want to be on. We want to talk to you guys. We want you to get more involved. We want to get in touch with our fan base. So now come on, get on a podcast, and then tell your friends. You'll be on iTunes. People will be able to listen to you. Who knows? Maybe someone will like you and add you on their friends list. That's Gamer.
Tricky.
Yeah, evidently Tricky. He has too many friends, so.
Yeah, apparently.
All right, well, I guess Justin's announcements kind of leads into me doing shout-outs. As always, want to do a shout-out to everybody at Big Red Barrel, the staff, as well as the community. But also a big shout-out to all of you guys, Tricky and Donnie, for letting me come on with you guys. Titanic Wang for all he's done, all the effort he's put into not only Proven Gamer, but also Trophy Whores, and the announcement that I hope you guys like listening to my voice, because I am now going to be the new permanent host here on Trophy Whores. So
hold on, what you talking about, Alex?
Oh, Donnie, I didn't tell you.
No.
Oh, Donnie, I kind of hired Alex to be the new third seed on Trophy Whores.
Sweet. Hey, it's cool with me, as long as I ain't got to be with just me and you.
Well, I kind of figured, I mean, he's on every week as it is already. Why not just make it permanent, So I got to.
As long as you're not paying him more than me, I want my gum.
Oh, okay. Alex, don't tell Donnie what our agreement was.
Now, Donnie, since I'm leaving, since Hard Rock handed the sword to me, I'm now handing it to you.
I can feel the power! Yes! Yes!
You gotta keep Tricky in check.
That ain't gonna happen.
You gotta keep the Sony love down to a minimum with all his... Sony's awesome. You got to be like, no, it's not, and shut up.
Wait. Donnie's more of a Sony fanboy than I am.
Not from this episode.
I'm missing love with the Station 3 itself. Yes, I would gladly take that. Pat me on my left and right shoulder and send me on my merry way.
So who's doing shout-outs now?
All right, so since I'm already feeling the love from Donnie, Donnie, how about you go next? How about you got any shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, I want to thank T. Wayne for being there for me when I needed you most. I want to thank Eric Jokester 123. Awesome Jay, awesome buddy. Always rolling. Those bleep sounds you hearing, that's them sending me shout out. Tricky Mig. Wait a minute, who is this guy? Dr. G Pez, where's my chocolates? Oh, man. Alex, man, cool. Can't wait to have you on even more future shows. That would be awesome. Hard Rock Guy. And he is one hard rocking guy. Solid Snake. I want to give a shout out to Solid Snake. I want to give a shout out to Big Boss. I want to give a shout out to Ocelot, Revolver Ocelot. I want to give a shout out to the guy who wrote that article, let me go back to it real quick, fast in a hurry. That guy is like the Metal Gear prophet right now. He brought up so many things. I want to give a shout out to Cole for hopefully not being up on this fighting game coming up next. I do not want to see Cole in a fighting game. I don't really want to see Nate in a fighting game because he can't fight either. But yeah, all the listeners, for being real now, all the listeners who listen to the show, thanks for liking my new edit jobs, man. I really do wish my voice really did sound like Michael Clark Duncan. Thank you guys, and I will be there. Just call my name.
All right, Tricky, you got any shout-outs?
Yeah.
Is there anyone left?
We were messing with Donnie just long enough, huh? Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Shiny Milburns. He asked me on Twitter. Also, Candace, he told me to say, tell the world you love me, bitch. So, Candace, I love you, bitch. And I want to give a shout-out to Izzy. I'm done.
Oh, I forgot. I want to give a big shout out to Vita Winner. He's still like up there with me. Like that is super cool.
Yeah. Also, we have not gotten one voicemail for the contest.
Dang, I leave it for me.
So make your calls in, and do your best impression. And now I guess Alex, since you're an official host, I guess everybody making their impressions of Alex also.
You know what it is? While we haven't got a call yet, they actually studying them roles. They going back to previous episodes of Trophy Horrors and studying everybody's role.
I will make an adjustment into it, and I hope Vita Winner is okay with this. I did realize that our number to call was a United States number, so anybody overseas would be calling internationally to call that number. I will take submissions. If you record an audio thing and email the show, I will take it that as a submission too.
Oh yeah, great. Yes.
So I hope Vita Winner's okay with that, but I did realize that having people call from overseas might be a little expensive. So
if he's the Vita Winner I know, he would take that.
All right. Before we actually do the housekeeping, Alex, do you mind if I make a little bit of an announcement here?
No, go ahead, sir.
Oh, sir. Man,
never get that.
I feel so honored right now.
It's all about respect.
He doesn't get that. Don't give it to him now.
I do have a huge announcement as it concerns to Proven Gamer. As I did say on this week, on this episode, I have been on vacation this week. And one of the things that I did this week was I went ahead and got the Proven Gamer forums back up and running. So as you are hearing this, you are now able to go to the top of provengamer.com and click on forums and join in the discussions that are already started with our staff members. So please go register, talk to us. We want to hear from you. We want to get these forums up and running. I'm done.
Yep. And we're also going to put, of course, Who Loves Donnie up in the forums again. Because we all know. I'm the best.
That form.
I'm the best.
That topic was already made and deleted. All right, Donnie, do the house.
All right, well, if you love Trophy Horrors, listen to the other Proven Gamer podcast, Reset Gamer, PG Spoilers, DCUO Show, as well as, of course, the one we mentioned earlier with Titanic Wing and Moonshiner. That would be Gamer Introduced, the brand new podcast. You can also reach us on VR Twitter pages. My Twitter page is Sondasaurus Rex. Tricky Mick, we've got at Tricky Mick, at Young Twist is Donnie, and at Titanic Wang would be Titanic Wang. We got any numbers in there, Titanic?
Nope, straight Titanic.
No.
Okay. All right. You can also follow Trophy Horrors at Trophy Horrors on Twitter. You can also like Proven Gamer on Facebook, Proven Gamer Facebook page. It's a Proven Gamer Steam group. You can also find us on the YouTube Proven Gamer page, official Proven Gamer. And if you like the show, hey, jump on iTunes and give us a rating. We appreciate anything. We would like 5 stars or 4 stars, but hey, we appreciate you taking the time to give us a rating, if any. And you can also, of course, visit Proven Gamer, the ProvenGamer.com phone number, which is Donnie. Do you have the phone number on you?
330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369.
Also,
and you can call in and tell Tricky Mick how impressed you are by his friends list.
Also, go into the now newly formed Zune feeds. You can now find us in Zune for anybody that has one of those.
T-Way, you forgot to tell them about the bonus feature you're going to have in your show.
What's the bonus feature?
That's the part where you see listeners write in a letter or a message about how they really feel about Tricky.
I need to keep, I don't want to overflow my mailbox, so I need to keep it open.
All right, that's it. I officially quit. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Oh, great. Now we got to find someone else. Abandoned ship.
Why? Well, that's abandoned ship.
We have to stay on the ship as long as possible. Come on.
You're gonna grow up, Tricky, to be an old lady. Warm in her bed.
Don't ever let go. I think that's one of them, right?
Let me direct the show one bit. Movie trivia time. In the scene where Leonardo DiCaprio paints Kate Winslet, what is the only article of clothing she's wearing?
That.
Her necklace?
The scarf thing.
I don't know. I was just looking at her boobs the whole time.
That's why nobody knows the answer to this. She was actually wearing socks.
Oh. No, she wasn't.
She was wearing socks.
I know she didn't. She had boobs on.
I'll see you later, guys.
Peace out.
Later.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
With some hardcore gamers, if we had a gamer score, it would be very high. No lie. Go call Tricky, Titanic Wayne, and our boy Donnie about to have y'all go insane. Who can we blame? Y'all. For loving us a muscle, we gon' give it all. And I'ma take the time, I'ma take a little pause.
Thank y'all for downloading another show. Y'all some true
trophy whores.